Looking back on October 20, the day when the Sydney Opera House was officially opened by the Queen.
And I congratulate the people of Sydney, and indeed of Australia, on this remarkable addition to its architecture and to its cultural and community life.
It's the 40th anniversary of the release of U2's debut album. The lead single from the album was called A Day Without Me. Neither the album nor the first single were big hits, but it was just the beginning for one of the greatest rock bands of all time. This album was bigger. John Farnham's Whispering Jack was released on this day in 1986, spent 25 weeks at number one, was the first Australian album to be released on CD, and featured the biggest selling Australian single of 1986. Birthdays, English actor Timothy West is 86, best known for the movies The Day of the Jackal and 39 Steps, and for a while starred in the British soap EastEnders.
People go in and out of soaps. It's a wonderful discipline, I think.
Big day for league legends. Twin Broncos Kevin and Gerard Walters turned 53 today. Both represented Queensland and Australia. Kevin has coached the Maroons and is the new coach of the Broncos.
Walters is into space. He's going to score.
Canberra Raiders great Laurie Daly is 51, captained New South Wales and Australia, and won three grand finals with the Raiders.
Daly puts it down!
Danny Minogue is 49, the singer and actress, and sister to Carly, has gone on to become a judge on shows like The Masked Singer.
I'm looking for the singing through every part of the costume.
Actor, writer, director, producer John Krasinski is 41. What hasn't he done? Currently starring in the Amazon series Jack Ryan.
You should hear my fake stories about how I got him in the State Department.
And Australian cricketer Mitchell Marsh turns 29.
That is 150 for Mitchell Marsh.
Finally, music great Tom Petty was born on this day in 1950, died aged 66 in 2017, remembered for hits like this. Remembering Tom Petty on October 20.